USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico are still trying to unravel the strange case of Solomon Pena, a former felon who ran for and badly lost a seat in the state legislature last year.
Police allege that he then visited the homes of several Democratic lawmakers in the area to complain about what he thought was an election that had somehow been stolen from him. Police further allege that he ultimately ended up hiring these four men and then in one instance went along with them to fire, in many cases, more than a dozen rounds into the homes of these same officials to whom he had complained.
Correspondent Derek Haight says Pena and four others are now under arrest. One victim says she's grateful police figured out what happened last month. The White House is asking Congress for swift work on a debt limit bill and that it pass a clean debt limit hike, not one filled with other items. The U.S. is expected to hit its borrowing limit on Thursday, after which the Treasury Secretary says she'll use extraordinary measures to keep paying bills like Social Security. President Biden will visit California Thursday to check the storm damage. In Capitola, correspondent Dana Griffin says business owners have questions.
This is a tourism area, and they really rely on tourists coming to spend money at their businesses. So they're hoping to learn more information when the president visits these disaster areas because they want to know how are they going to get this money and how do they need to apply for it. So those are still a lot of questions that they are all trying to figure out.
There are blue skies in California today for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. California may soon ban TikTok and some other social media apps from what are called countries of concern: Venezuela, North Korea, Iran, China, Cuba, and Russia. Turns out the soaring price of eggs is good for one group of people, egg farmers. The nation's largest producer, Cal-Maine, reports its profits increased by 65% over one quarter late last year. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The rising cost of eggs may be bad news to most of us, but it's great news for people who keep chickens, like Courtney Burse, who raises chickens in her backyard in Denver.
It's been booming. So I want to say, like, on a daily basis, I'm getting, like, one to two people reaching out, like, hey, do you have some eggs available?
But Burse says she can share only so much. Interest in home-growing chickens has made it tougher for her to acquire new hens. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports egg prices rose 267% all of last year. It's not just eggs. Margarine and butter are now among the grocery staples costing us more. Analysts say margarine's gone up 44% from a year ago. Butter not far behind at 31% higher. Industry experts blame vegetable oil production disruptions caused by the war in Ukraine. Also, a lot of dairy farmers reduced the size of their herds during the COVID pandemic. The Texas woman who wants to drive in the HOV lane because she's pregnant is getting more support.
Why not give her the option in a safer lane to get point A to point B?
Brandy Botney's claim is about more than just convenience.
It's safer. My anxiety can go down. I can regulate my body. I'm not causing that stress on my baby.
Now one Texas lawmaker is leading the push to write a bill to allow pregnant women to use the HOV lanes. One unresolved issue: how does a police officer know the woman is pregnant? I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.